and you don't get to choose them. And she was all excited because she thought she was going to get Mrs. Brown, and she got Mrs. Teague. And anyway, I took her up there yesterday morning, her face just fell, you know, and she came home from school yesterday. Oh, Mama, I'm so glad I got Miss Teague. She's so nice. They were thrilled.
Which grade is she?
She's in the third grade.
What about the other one?
Michael's in the first grade.
What did you think of school?
Oh, well, he'd gone to kindergarten last year, so he was all excited about it. And then he was doubly excited when he found out he had Laurie's first grade teacher, because we just loved her, and he knew her, and he was just real excited. And also, it's not hard enough, and I didn't get enough work to do, Mama. So. But they like it.
How about how tall you are? You said he's not as tall
as me.
And I'm not as tall
as him.
And he can do that better
than me.
And you had been out to New Mexico and hadn't gone any more west than that. You say New Mexico is
the furthest I've gone.
And if something belongs to me, you say it's
mine.
And I say this isn't mine. It's just
yours.
And if it belongs to both of us,
it's ours.
And to them,
it's theirs.
And to him,
it's his.
And to her,
it's hers.
And if there's a group of people at your house and they're getting ready to leave, you say, well, I hope, what, come back?
Oh, yeah. Okay, I hope y'all come back.
Do you ever use the word y'all to just one person?
No. I think it's always plural.
What if there was a group and you're asking them about their coats? You know, everybody's coats. You'd say,
so where's y'all's coats?
Huh?
Where's y'all's coats?
And if there had been a party that you hadn't been able to go to, and later on you're asking about which people had gone, you'd ask someone
who all was there.
And if there was a group of children that obviously belonged to more than one family, you'd ask about them.
How's your kids?
Or children are they? You want to find out which people they belong to.
Oh, whose kids are these?
Do you ever say who all's kids or who's all's kids?
No, but I've heard people say it.
Have you heard
them? Oh, you know who I heard say that? That's somebody from up north, from New Jersey. She used to live down here. And it was all you all's, you all, and yeah, she used all the time. Yarn, I think, or something like that. You all, or something. I don't know.
If you're asking about all of the speaker's remarks, you know, everything that he said, you'd ask someone. Did he say?
Right. Now go back to it again.
If someone had made a speech and you hadn't been able to listen to it. Later on.
Oh, you say, what all did he say?
Okay. And you say, if no one else will look out for them, you say, they've got to look out for
themselves.
And if no one else will do it for them, he better do it
himself.
And say if a child is spoiled, you'd say, when he grows up, he's going to have trouble. What is not? Meaning probably, you'd say, he's going to have trouble.
Now wait, I don't get you.
Do you ever say something's gonna happen, like is not, or apt is not?
Something's probably gonna happen, no, not either one of those.
And talking about distance, you'd say, I don't know exactly how far away it is, but it's just a
long way.
Or just a little.
It's a short way.
You ever say peace?
Yeah. It's yeah, that's a short way. If I want to use peace, I'm going to say it's just a little piece down the road.
And something that's very common, and you didn't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say, you can find that just about
anywhere.
And if somebody slipped and fell this way, he fell over.
On his back.
So which way he fell?
Backwards.
And this way?
Frontwards.
Or... another way.
On his face.